Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this one is Back to Basics Part 3, and it's titled, Who is the Enemy? We're going to get right into that right away. My website is www.pastor-steve.com. Steve.com, in case you have missed any of my shows. All of my word-for-word shows are there, and all the wake-up calls, plus a bunch of other stuff. Go there and fool around and see what you can find. Lots of stuff there. Let's get into this. Who is the enemy? Book of Revelations, chapter 12, starting in verse 7. All right? You can reference Daniel, chapter 10, verses 13 and 21, and Daniel 12, verse 1, and Jude 9, and Genesis 3, 1, and Luke 10, 18. Verse 7, and there came to be fighting in the heaven. Michael and his messengers, those are angels, if you're reading the KJV, fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his messengers fought. Verse 8, but they were not strong enough, nor was a place found for them in the heaven any longer. Verse 9, and the great dragon was thrown out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who leads all the world astray. He was thrown to the earth, and his messengers were thrown out with him. The key thing is here, who leads all the world astray. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 6. And the messengers who did not keep their own principality or estate, but left their own dwelling, he has kept in everlasting shackles under darkness for the judgment of the great day. These are fallen angels we're talking about, folks. These are fallen angels that rebelled in heaven against Yahweh, fought a battle with the archangels, and got kicked out. Straight up, they lost. They got kicked out. Well, they got kicked down here. Now, Yahweh had created the Adam to have dominion over this realm of existence, okay, the earth. That was supposed to be run by the Adam. He was having him name the animals and do this and do that. And, of course, the devil didn't like that. He wanted to be the big kahuna down here. And he hated the Adam from the very beginning. Anything that Yahweh had created, it was good. He wanted to destroy. Okay, that's who the enemy is. And we're going to give you his modus operandi right here. Last show, I told you how he took the rib of the side and created Chawa. Woman. Well, here's chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. Now, it tells you his method. Here, this fallen angel, the devil and Satan. Verse 1. Now the enchanter. That's one who whispers spells like a snake. That's why they called him the serpent. Because it was snake-like whispering of occult spells. That's number 5175. That is Nakash. Now the enchanter was more cunning than any living creature of the field that had made Yahweh Elohim. Didn't say that he was one of them. It says he was more cunning. And he said to the woman, that would be Eve or Chawa, okay. Indeed, has said Elohim, you shall not eat of the trees of the garden. All right, the word eat. Nochel. Nochel, if you look up the word, can also have sexual connotations. Doesn't mean just to pick an apple off a tree and eat it. That's what the Judeo-Christians are taught. It also has sexual connotations. So does the word touch. I'll get to that in the next verse. And said the woman to the enchanter, of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. Now that eat is the other definition of eat. It means we can pick fruit and eat it. Sure. Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, that racial tree, said Elohim, you shall not eat from it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. All right? eat from it, and touch it, those have sexual connotations. Tegeu, touch it, okay, touch it sexually. Lest you die. In other words, if you do this, you will lose your immortality. You're not going to die now because you're immortal. They were not mortal beings at that point where they were in existence. But this fallen angel, this Nakash, hated Yahweh's creation so much that he wanted to destroy it. And he wanted to introduce death to these people. So he was going to deceive them because he just led all the world astray. Well, here he's starting way back at the beginning. So we go from Revelation to the book of Genesis, right down the garden path. This is the story of what he did. A lot of this is metaphorical, symbolic. Verse 4, and said the enchanter to the woman, you shall not surely die. He just lied to her. You're not going to lose your immortality. Well, of course you are. Because Yahweh said so. Verse 5. Because knows Elohim that in the day you eat from it, it will open your eyes and you will be as Elohim, knowing good and evil. They were innocent. They didn't know anything about evil. What do you mean evil? What's evil? Huh? As soon as you lay with it, if you have sexual contact, it's going to teach you things that you didn't know before. That Yahweh didn't want you to know at that time. Verse 6. And when saw the woman that good was the tree for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a desired tree to make one wise. Oh, man. This is a really pretty fallen angel. Oh, wow. She took of the fruit, that would be the knowledge, and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. She had sex with this fallen angel. And then she taught her husband about sex. Oh, man, they don't tell me that in the Judeo-Christian churches. You bet they don't. Verse 7. Then were opened the eyes of them both, and they knew that they were naked. They didn't know that they were naked before. They were just walking around, just in the buff, and it was fine. No problem. And they sewed together leaves of the fig tree and made themselves loincloths to hide those good little parts. Okay? They learned shame. Oh, man, I'm naked. I got to cover this up. Wasn't a problem before. This is a perversion from this Nakash, this fallen angel. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the wind of the day and hid themselves, the Adam and the woman, from the presence of Yahweh Elohim in the midst of the trees of the garden. Like he wasn't going to know where they were. Duh. They were hiding among the other people, the trees of the garden. Verse 9. And called Yahweh Elohim to the Adam and said to him, where are you? Verse 10. And he said, your voice I heard in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid. Alarm bells are going off. Verse 11. And he said, that's Yahweh, who told you that you were naked? From the tree that I commanded you not to eat from, have you eaten? In other words, you've had sexual liaison, and you found out what those good little parts are for. You got that knowledge from that racial tree. That's not, you don't have sex with a tree. Okay. Verse 12. All of this ties in all the way up through verse 4. And said to Adam, the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate. In other words, she gave him the knowledge of sex. Verse 13. And said Yahweh Elohim to the woman, what is this you have done? Said the woman, the enchanter seduced me and I ate. Seduced me is number 5377. Hishyani and Waokel. And I ate. Seduced me and I ate. In other words, I lay with him sexually. That was a seduction. Doesn't say the enchanter deceived me and I ate. The enchanter seduced me. Very specific. A sexual seduction. Verse 14. Said Yahweh Elohim to the enchanter, because you have done this, cursed are you among all the beasts and all living creatures of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. He's going to be left in our dust, and he's going to have to eat our dust behind us. His seed line will do that. Listen to this. Verse 15. And enmity I will put between you and between the woman and between your seed line. That's 2-2-2. That's 2-2-3-3. Okay, seed line, Zerah. And between her seed line, they shall crush your head and you shall strike at their heel. Like snakes going around biting it at our heel. Ripping us off, doing usury, child murder, sacrifice, all the evil that his progeny, that seed line, does. Going to crush their heads eventually. Verse 16, to the woman he said, I will increase the pain of your childbearing. In painful travail shall you bring forth children, and to your husband shall be your urge, and he shall rule over you. Yahweh says men are to rule over women. Now the women today don't want to hear that. Oh no. No, we're equal. We're just like men. Are you? Really? How well is that working out? Verse 17. And to thee, Adam, he said, because you have listened to the voice of the woman, and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the soil because of it, and in labor you shall eat of it all the days of your life. In other words, you don't get a free ride anymore. You just can't walk around in the Garden of Eden and just pick stuff and eat it. You're going to have to work for it. Verse 18, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth. You're going to have to clean out the land, clean out the thorns and thistles for crops, and you shall eat of the herbs of the field, stuff that you grow. You're going to have to work. Verse 19, in the sweat of your face shall you eat bread until you return to the soil. Now that is a red soil, 127 Adamah, because from it you were taken. That's why his name is Adam, from the Adamah. Because dust you are, that's what he was created from, the components of the land, the physical, chemical, and metal, and all the rest of it, components that Yahweh formed him from. Because dust you are, to dust you shall return. When you die and they put you in the ground, your physical structure breaks down. and all those components return to the soil. You rot and you just, that's it. Verse 20. And called the autumn the name of the woman Chawa. Not Eve, Chawa. C-H-A-W-W-A-H. Because she would become, future tense, the mother of all the living, and that's the living Adamites. She was going to bear Adamite children. Verse 21, made Yahweh Elohim for the Adam and for the woman tunics of leather. They were made by Yahweh and clothed them. Later on, Nimrod wanted to steal those and get the power because they were made by Yahweh. And that's why he wanted them. Verse 22, and said Yahweh Elohim, behold, the Adam has become as one from us. Divine being, knowing good and evil, and at this time, lest he put forth his hand and take from the tree of life and eat and live indefinitely. He had lost his immortality, was not allowed to take of that tree of life. They were before, but not now. Verse 23. Therefore sent him forth Yahweh Elohim from the Garden of Eden to work the soil that he was taken from. He had to become a farmer and he had to work hard. Verse 24, the end of chapter 3. So he drove out the Adam and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden a cherubim, that's one of the angels, okay, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Okay. Now, we'll get into this enemy. Talked about the seed line in the last chapter I just read. The seed line of the enchanter. All right. Verse 1 of chapter 4 is considered corrupted. It's been changed. And I've basically straightened it out. Verse 1 of chapter 4. And the Adam knew Chawa his woman. That's sexually. Okay. And she conceived. That's the first conception, and bare Cain, and said, I have acquired a man by the Shaddai, the Mighty One. Adam didn't get her pregnant. She was already pregnant from the Nakash. You understand? The first conception was from the Nakash, who seduced her sexually in the garden. And Cain, Q-A-Y-I-N, number 7014, means the acquired one. And that's what she said, I have acquired a man by the Mighty One. Not Yahweh, not the Lord, the Mighty One, the Shaddai. Because the Nakash to her, as a fallen angel, was a Mighty One. That's what she called him, the Mighty One. Verse 2. And again, number 3254, she conceived. That means to do again. Okay? Watosef. And bear his half-brother. Adam's child this time, Habel. And Habel became a tender of a flock, and Cain became a tiller of the soil. 127, red soil. Okay. And here we go. And this describes the enmity of the seed of the Nakash against the seed of the woman. Now, Habel was of the seed of the woman and Adam. Cain was of the seed of the woman, but from the Nakash. Verse 3. It came to be after a time that brought Cain of the fruit of the soil as a gift offering to Yahweh. Not necessarily first quality stuff. Verse 4. And Habel also brought from the firstborn of his flock. That's the acceptable offering. The firstborn of his flock that pleased Yahweh. From the fattest, that means the very best, number 2459. And gazed Yahweh upon Habel and his gift offering. Yahweh looked upon it and was pleased, okay? Verse 5. But to Cain and his gift offering he did not gaze. In other words, he just disregarded it. Oh, well. And was kindled the anger of Cain very much, and fell his countenance. Got a droopy face. Got angry. Because his younger brother was accepted and he wasn't. Verse 6. Said Yahweh to Cain, for what is kindled your anger, and for what has fallen your countenance? Verse 7, surely if you do well, there is uplifting, but if you do not do well, at the door sin lies down, and to you is his longing, and you he shall rule. He didn't do well. He brought an inferior offering to Yahweh, and Yahweh didn't accept it. So he hated his brother over that. Verse 8. Now this is the story of the seed line of the enemy. Who's the enemy? That's the title of this sermon. This is the start of the seed line of the fallen one. Verse 8. And said Cain to Habel his half-brother, let us be in the field. And rose up Cain against Habel his half-brother, and murdered him. Number 2026. Murdered him. Okay. Yoregehu, number 2026. Now, let's stop right here. In John chapter 8, all the way, Yeshua said, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you should do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Because they are the seed of Cain. They are of satanic seed line. He was a murderer from the beginning. Well, here it is. Cain goes on to mix with all the non-Adamics and the pre-Adamics that were out there. And that satanic seed line got spread around. Verse 9. Said Yahweh to Cain, where is Habel your half-brother? And said Cain, I don't know. The keeper of my half-brother am I. Verse 10. And he said, that's Yahweh, what have you done? The voice of the blood of your half-brother calls out to me from the soil. Verse 11. And now, cursed are you from the soil. In other words, the soil won't yield to you. That has opened its mouth to take the blood of your half-brother from your hand. Verse 12. When you till the soil, it will not again give you its strength. A tottering wanderer you shall be in the land. And the seed of Canaan are not capable of farming today. Look at the land of Israel. None of those people farm. They have to hire it done or import food. And they have wandered all over the earth, being kicked out of the countries time and time and time again because of their usurious practice and all the evil that they do. Constantly having to wander. Okay? The seed line of Canaan. All right. Now let's go down to verse 17. We're gonna skip the rest of the stuff. He goes out in the land of Nod, which means land of wandering. Verse 17, and knew Cain his woman. Where'd he get a woman from? There was only Adam and Eve. And Seth and Cain. Well, he killed Hebel and Cain. And he killed Hebel. So, where'd he get a woman? Because there were other little a Adamites and other creatures that were bipedal hominids on the planet. And he took one of them. And knew Cain his woman, and she conceived and bare Hanok, 2585. And it was, he built a city and called the name of the city by the name of his son, Hanok. Now, who did he build the city for? Duh. There were more people on this planet of other seed lines. Now let's stop right here. This is going to get a little science fiction-y perhaps to some. The gateway to the Garden of Eden was now guarded by the flaming sword. Nobody could get into the Garden of Eden. Because the Garden of Eden was in a different plane of existence than the earth that we live in. Because the earth that we live in right now was similar back then, and there were other races and people here. And there was this gateway. Well, that gateway is now closed to this other dimension. Now, I know that that's a little science fiction-y, but there's a lot more that we don't know than what we do know. And there's too many things that have been unexplained, and they can't explain them scientifically, that lead to the belief of other dimensions. There's more dimensions than what we are experiencing right now. Okay, what we don't know far outweighs what we do know. Well, McCann went out and fathered a bunch of children. And the satanic seed lines spread, and there were evil people, and got to be in the days of Noah, and the Nephilim, that's the fallen, the children of the fallen ones, they're called giants, were doing genetic experimentations like we're doing today. It's as in the days of Noah, where they were perverting and changing everything. And Yahweh hated that so badly. What they were doing, perverting his order of arrangement. That's the key phrase, order of arrangement. Yahweh's design on how things should run. Okay? Not the way the U.S. government does it or whatever. Yahweh's method of existence and the way of life and the way he wants things to be. All right? I said before that the devil cannot create. He can only pervert and twist what Yahweh has already created. Well, he spread his seed line out on this planet, and that seed line is at enmity with the seed line of Adam. Because Chawa and Adam had another child. After he killed Abel, they had Sheth. And Sheth in Hebrew means the replacement. Sheth was a replacement for Abel that the murderer from the beginning killed. So what Christ is telling these people in John 8:44, that they are of the seed line of Cain, because their father was a murderer from the beginning, and that they would be in enmity with the seed line of Adam, which is Israel. That's how it's come to pass. Who is the enemy? That's the title of this sermon. The enemy is the seed line of the fallen angel that has spread its satanic DNA through non-Adamic people and is today attacking and murdering and doing all these horrific things to the seed line of Adam, which is pure Israel. The remnant, the chosen race of people, the Israelite race. We are a race. The Talmudist and the seed of Cain have interbred and spread among all these others so much that the Cainy, which were the people of Cain, have disappeared as a people, and they are now spread all out among all these other creatures, non-Adamics, and they do not have the eternal spark because they are mixed breed. They don't have that soul that the Adamite people have. And their life force is so much less that they have to interbreed constantly to gather new life force to keep on with their generations of these half-breed mamzers. That's who the enemy is. And we see their works evident today. Now, I'm going to get into further scriptures in the next show, but I'm going to finish this one with the sermonizing here about who we're facing and what we're facing. The seed line of this fallen angel is here to deceive the whole world. It says that right there in Revelation. The deceivers and destroyers and perverters of this order of arrangement that was arranged by Yahweh. They have it under his order of arrangement right now, the devils. And that's why we're having all these wars and rumors of wars and race mixing and homosexuality, all these perversions, all these conversions, all the diseases and genetic problems that are evident today in the mixed race people. Because their life force is so much less that they have to breed with all these different peoples in order to gather enough life force to continue to exist. They're hybrids. They're hated by Yahweh. Yahweh hates a hybrid. All right, it says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 2, shall not come a mamzer, that is 4464 in the Hebrew, that is a mixed breed or a mongrel person, shall not come a mamzer into the congregation of Yahweh. Even unto the generation of the tenth shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. Yahweh will not have them in the congregation. Well, they have infiltrated these Judeo-Christian churches. A lot of them are leaders, and they have changed the doctrine and the teachings of these Judeo-Christian churches. Therefore, because of this rule, they shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. These Judeo-Christian churches are not the congregation of Yahweh. They are not the holy congregation. They just are not. What do you do about that? You avoid them. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Because they're going to teach you about a Jewish Jesus. Everybody's a brother. Transsexuals and homosexuals are all welcome. Everybody's brethren, love, 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 love. That's not what Yahweh says. He calls some of these things abominations and says they're going into the lake of fire. But yet these churches who have been infiltrated by this enemy that I just spoke of are teaching these lies, continuing the great deception that was started by the fallen angel, the devil, Satan, okay, to deceive the people of Israel, because it is continuing enmity between the seed of the Nakash and the seed of Adam. Because if he can convince the Israelite remnant in his line of thinking, he will render permanently spiritually dead those people that he has sway over. They will have no eternal life. They will suffer the first death, and then they will be judged, and then they will suffer the second death. Only those of the remnant that obey, that follow the teachings of Yahweh, and avoid like the plague the teachings of the Nakash and his satanic seed line children, they and only they will enter the kingdom of Yahweh. These others will not. Now we have to be very, very careful today. There are a lot of people, especially on TV, that will talk a good game, and everything they say sounds sort of plausible. That sounds pretty good. And then you get in and get involved with their churches. And then the false doctrine creeps in. And the money grubbing creeps in. And it becomes a commercial enterprise. And it says that they will do this to deceive the very elect. That is the chosen, the true chosen Israelites, not the Talmudists from the Mideast. The chosen people that have been dispersed in dispersion. The white, the Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Danish, Scottish, Irish, German, you know, European, white Western European people and white people that are descendants of them in America and across the world. That is the potential Israel. A lot of us will come over into the remnant, and a lot of us will reject the word of Yahweh and join these Judeo-Christian churches and suffer spiritual death because we believe all the claptrap and rumors and garbage that's taught by these churches. Our people don't have enough knowledge of Scripture to see these deceptions. So, through his minions and his children, the devil has perverted the churches and perverted the way of life and the way of thinking of a lot of our Israelite people. He came to deceive the whole world. Well, he has been very, very busy. And he still is hard at it. So we need to be vigilant and avoid, studiously avoid, these Judeo-Christian claptrap churches. Because they are teaching false doctrine. A lot of times, very subtly. Now, what is that subtly? Whoa! Subtly, craftily. My. It goes all the way back. To chapter 3, verse 1 of Genesis. Now the enchanter was more cunning than any living creature of the field that had made Yahweh Elohim. Living creature of the field. Non-Adamic bipedal hominids. They were called dogs and beasts of the field. That was a derogatory term in the Hebrew for non-Adamics. and they exist today, and they are not of Adam. They are beasts of the field. But these children of the Nakash have sought, through their perversion of our system of laws, to equalize these inferior creatures with the seed of Adam. Oh, we're all brothers and we're all equal. Well, no. No, we are not. That's the lie that the devil and his minions have been telling our people and have duped our people because they don't want to study Scripture and actually learn what it says. So that is why I am doing the Back to Basics series for a lot of new people that have come over to Christian Identity. We have a lot of new listeners that really need a detailed explanation of how things are. That's what I have been called to do. And I don't consider it a chore. It's a privilege being called by Yahweh to do His work here. And if I can help through my teachings that I do on my little shows here to crush the head of the children of the serpent, then I am doing what Yahweh would have me to do. It most certainly does not guarantee me popularity among mankind. Okay? I get called a lot of names by the liberals and by the Judeo-Christians. Oh, you're a hater, you're this. I'm not a hater. I'm not telling you to hate anybody, but the Scripture does. You read the book of Obadiah. It tells you to hate Esau. And who is Esau? Esau is Edom. And who is Edom? It's modern day Jewry. I hate to say that, but that they claim descent of Esau. They make a point of that. That's a big highlight in what they say. Look, we're of Esau. And through Esau, we're of Abraham. No. You're of the seed of the Nakash because you are now mixed blood. And descendants of Esau are mixed blood. That is why Yahweh hates Esau. Read the book of Obadiah. He hates Esau. Yahweh loved Jacob and hated Esau. And if Yahweh hates Esau, we are to hate Esau if we are his remnant. We are to follow Yahweh's lead. We need to be very, very aware of who these Esau, Edomite, Talmudic people are, because they are the enemy. I said, who is the enemy? That's the title of the sermon. Well, that's who the enemy is. The descendants of the Nakash from the garden, all the way back to Genesis, from Genesis to today. And boy, do the Judeo-Christian churches fight this truth. It makes them livid with anger. They are so angry. They hate us. We hurt their collection plate. Their membership in their churches is dropping. As people find out the truth, they leave these churches because they go in these churches and they have these trannies and queers and mixed race couples, and it's disgusting. And if there's a spark of goodness in anybody and they go in any of these churches, their spirit will rebel. bell, and they walk out. They can't take that filth that's inhabiting the pews in these churches today. So who are the enemy? Who is the enemy? Who are the enemy? A lot of them are Judeo-Christian pastors teaching false doctrine. That is the work of the enemy. They're following that work. They're doing that work for the enemy. And a lot of times, they truly believe it. They think that they're doing God a service, and they would kill us all the day long thinking that they do God a service, because our ideology follows the scripture to the letter, and theirs deviates so wildly from the scripture that we basically put the lie to what they're teaching. Look, look, these people are lying to you. They can't handle that. So we're racist and we're Nazis and we're this and all these names that they put on us. I'm not a hater. I just want my people to join the remnant so they can regain their eternal life. If I am a racist, it means I love my race of Adam and the race of Israel, the pure-blooded Israelites. I love my people. Now that is what Yahweh is all about, is loving his inheritance, which is the seed line of the house of Israel, who are of the pure, unadulterated seed line of the Adam. Well, that'll end her for today. I'm coming right down the end of the wire here. Thank you for joining me. I'll catch you on the next wake up call. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.